Welcome in to our prayer time. You're listening to 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is always good. He's good all the time he is good. There's no question about that. And we're going to be looking today in Proverbs chapter 15 as we get back into our teaching in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs being one of the wisdom literature books that we have in Scripture. And it expresses thoughts, usually in contrast. So in this case, in Proverbs 15:4, we have the contrast between the wholesome tongue and the perverse tongue. And it goes like this. This is Proverbs 15:4. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. The person that has a spiritual life and allows the Holy Spirit of God to govern and control their spirit will be able to exist in a state of being in which the tongue is fully governed and controlled. The correctly governed tongue will be used to express thoughts that provide edification, encouragement, reproof in love, rebuke in tenderness, and correction with gentleness. The tongue, used to express thoughts that spring from a fountain filled with godly and righteous words, will provide the proper nutrients for a healthy and growing spirit, a healthy and growing soul and body. Right words spoken in the right way at the right moment provide health to the speaker and to the listener. That's why it's so important for you to be near to the heart of God at all times, so that you can have that wholesome tongue. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. When you give forth words of wisdom, you help people in their times of difficulty. And so that's the first part of the verse. Then the second part of the verse is, but perverseness therein, or perverseness of the tongue, is a breach in the spirit. So we look in contrast. This person whose life is filled with themselves and with ungodly thoughts and ungodly words of this sin-corrupted world cannot help but be influenced by the thoughts produced from their well or cistern of ungodly words. We might say their septic system of ungodly words. The tongue will be used to criticize. The tongue will be used to offend, to discourage, and to inflict pain upon the one who hears them. The speaker and hearer will both be influenced and hurt by the harsh and unkind words of the person who is perverse in their speech. Regardless of how strong the spirit and soul may be, wrong words spoken at the wrong time or in the wrong way can wound and crush the spirit and soul. And then filthy words also corrupt and make the spirit and soul dirty, causing spiritual infection and unhealthiness. Now we need from God Almighty the reservoir of a vocabulary that's filled with good words, and be empowered with the ability to speak the right words in the right way at the right time. Now, we're often cautioned in Proverbs not to speak too many words, not to say too many things. And that's hard, especially for someone such as myself that's on the radio, that's talking all the time, that is teaching all the time. I have too many words, and I get myself in trouble. I have to really watch what I'm doing. And sometimes I'm not wise enough to govern the tongue. We've talked about this before, because this is a fairly constant expression in the book of Proverbs that we need to have a wholesome tongue. It is important for us to say things in the right way, the right things, at the right time, to the right people. And it is terribly difficult, humanly speaking, Now, it's not hard for God. God's got it all figured out. That's why we need to stay close to Him. We need the Holy Spirit of God to guide us as we speak. Proverbs 15:4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for giving us a wholesome tongue. You are the one that gives us a wholesome tongue. We can't have it by ourselves or on our own. And so we thank You for giving us a tongue that is following after God in our conversation. We pray that it might be at the right time to the right people. It might be the right words said in the right way. We want to do what is correct. We want to do what is godly. And we want Your Holy Spirit to guide us in these things. Now, Father, today we present to You our thanksgiving and our adoration and our praise. We thank You for Your grace and Your mercy, and especially for Your love, for salvation that's ours through Jesus Christ. We give You thanks. And we ask You now to receive our thanksgiving. We also ask You, Father, if You will please today, to act on our behalf. There are a number of things that we're not going to even have time to do today. I know that before the day even really gets started. And I ask You, Father, to help us to prioritize our day today and the things that we're going to do today, so we would do those things decently and in order that You would want us to get done. And then those things that are not that important, that You would enable us to do them at some other time according to Your good pleasure. And Father, then I would ask that You would give us wisdom as to know what to do and when to do it and how to do it, so that we would not have any perversity at all in our tongue or in our actions, but it would be godliness and wholesomeness. And Father, I pray that You would touch the hearts that need to be touched today, and touch the bodies that need to be touched, the physical needs. I pray that You would make provision for WHCB so we can pay the bills, keep going forward. I pray that You'd make provision for our listeners, some of them out of work, others working, but still having a hard time making ends meet. I pray, Lord, that You would make provision for all of these, and I give You thanks for that. And Lord, I praise Your name. I know that Your name is higher than the heavens, and yet You've exalted Your word above Your name. And we thank You for Your word and for Your telling us that, so we understand how important Your word is to You. We ask, Lord, that You would use us for Your honor and glory today, and that You would bless our efforts as You empower us and guide us. And we give You thanks, Father. We give You praise. In Jesus' name, amen.